still available.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. It is the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. And as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, free. Enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls. You call about anything. We go to the phones unscreened to the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Brian in New Hampshire.
Brian, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about a property dispute that we had today that we resolved without the government getting involved.
Excellent. This is what I like to hear. Do tell.
Well, I bought this property here in New Hampshire. I moved here from Colorado as part of the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got 45 acres here. My neighbor has, I think, 11 or 12 acres. And I had always assumed that where the boundary was, there was a road that went back to the back 40 acres. And I had assumed that that road was mine. Of course, you know, the real estate agent who sold the place said, oh, yeah, that's your road.
Uh-huh.
So we're building a place, and, you know, I'm on good terms with the neighbor next door. And we started building back there. We built a pen for the horses just to keep the horses for the winter. And we started putting up the fences, and he came by and said, you know, not to be a jerk or anything, Brian, but, you know, he came by with the map of the property that he thought, and he thought that the property line was a little farther than where I thought it was. And so I said, oh, well, let's go take a look. So today we went out there with a measuring stick, and we took from all the maps, and we found out that, yeah, indeed, the property line is about 80 feet in from where I thought it was.
Hmm.
So he has that road, and uh-huh. This is now where the property line was. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's where the property line is. You know, we could spend $10,000 and get a surveyor out here, you know, and set markers and everything. But you know, that's good enough for me as far as what, you know, he thinks he has and what I think I have.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to, get the guns out for this.
It's not worth
but
a shooting
war.
We
were able to resolve this.
So you're suggesting that perhaps this neighbor, had he wanted to be less neighborly, could have called some government bureaucracy up and complained, hey, this guy's building a fence on my property. And then, you know, some inspector would come out or enforcer would come out, and then you'd be threatened, and they would tell you better move this or else. And you might move it then anyway, but that's not a very nice way to go about things, is it?
Well, in fact, that something like that happened. You know, we've got these horses here, and we've got, you know, 10 horses that are kind of out in a couple of paddocks we built off, near the front, near the road.
Mm-hmm.
And some cop comes driving up here, parks on my front yard. And, of course, I walk out there, and I've got my Glock on my belt like I always do. And so he didn't get out of his car.
Right.
And he said, oh, you know, the, what was it? He's the animal cruelty officer. They actually have an animal cruelty officer. I said, oh, is there a problem, officer? You know, and I wouldn't have even talked to him except I was already in the front yard when mm-hmm. he came up. And he said, oh, yeah, well, you know, you have to provide shelter for the horses. And I finished his sentence. I said, between November 15th and March 14th. He said, oh, you know about that? I said, well, yeah. He said, okay, just wanted to make sure, you know, because somebody called, a concerned citizen called and they sent us out. I said, well, you know, why didn't a concerned citizen just call me? And so, you know, I kind of expect this as you know, normal activity these days. People call the cops before they go to their neighbor.
Yep, it's so sad.
Right. I was very encouraged when my neighbor Dave came by, and he came by with his map, you know, knocked on the door, and we resolved this thing. He came by yesterday. We got out there with the tape measure today. And we said, yeah, that's it. That's the boundary. I'm moving the fence.
It reminds me of my situation here. I actually just posted a video on the front page of freetalklive.com. It's my appearance from this week's episode of Free Minds TV, where we spent a good amount of time talking about my situation, which is very similar in that there is some anonymous neighbor down the street that snitched out on my tenants because they have a couch out in their lawn. And it's a very similar situation. You could have just come to me, talked to me about it. We could have resolved the situation like two adults who live nearby one another, And they didn't do that. They went to the government. They snitched. And now there's, you know, government goons that are threatening to throw me in a cage over all of this. I mean, it's just also unnecessary when a simple conversation would have sufficed to solve the problem over a month and a half ago. It's
right. That's exactly what happened here. You know, we're inculcated. Most of us were inculcated by these indoctrination centers called, you know, government schools, and that's just what they want. And when we can get beyond that, I think we will have a civil society.
I think so too. And the more people that we have talking about stuff like this and making taking a firm stand that whenever the government comes to you and says, hey, we've got someone who says that you did this and we need to make sure you correct it, standing up and saying, you know, I'd be happy to do that. Why don't you have that person come and meet me? And then we can work it out. Until then, I'm not going to obey you. Until then, I'm not going to pay your fines, and I'm not going to jump through your hoops. Thanks, but no thanks.
It seems to me that in America, you should be able to face your accuser. That's what I've been taught all my life. You should be able to face your accuser. And now with these, all these little government agencies running around, they claim to be the accuser, and that's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, what, was it you, Mark, that was, I don't know who it was that was pointing out, but the actual couch enforcer, the guy that is the code enforcement department here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from, or one of them, he doesn't even live in Keene.
Right. What's his standing to be the completant?
Right. So even if he could claim that, oh, well, even though someone originally called it in, I came, saw it with my own two eyes, therefore I can be the complainant. Dude, you don't even live in the same geographical political designation. So it seems like it's just total bunkum to me. And people are starting to wonder if this mystery woman down the street even actually exists. And I wonder about that. Because I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to meet her. I hope I do. I'm not gonna retaliate against her. I'm not going to complain about her property. I'm not going to lower myself to that level. And I would like to encourage other people to raise themselves up and go ahead and talk to your neighbors. And if they, you know... If they're hurting your, damaging your property or something like that, talk to them first before you bring them to court. It's just the right thing to do. At least that's how I feel about it. And, Brian, I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Would love to hear from you. Perhaps you have had a similar situation as Brian and myself have had, where some anonymous snitch, cowardly neighbor decided to go to the government and complain about your property or complain about something you were doing before anybody ever talked to you. So the first person you encounter about whatever the issue happens to be is some man threatening you. It's just not very neighborly.
It's hard for me to imagine somebody having property and not having to having dealt with the government at some capacity or another in this way.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure people have dealt with this situation. I'm just wondering if you wanted to share your story. Would love to hear from you. How frustrating was it for you? What did they? What were your set of circumstances? Did you ever find out who the original accuser was? I mean, was it something where you found out because it was through word of mouth? You know, neighbors talking to neighbors. Is that how you had to find out about it? Has anybody listening to this program that had some sort of code enforcement bureaucrat or some cop come over and say, hey, we got a report from one of your neighbors about blah, 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 you know, whatever the issue was. Has anybody ever gone ahead and taken that through to their court system and actually managed to face their accuser? Has anyone ever successfully done this? 1-800-259-9231, because I'm going to give it a try. If the government people don't drop their threats against me, if they don't drop their case, discharge the case, whatever you want to call it, and make it go away, then I'm going to have to go to their court on October 29th, and I'm going to ask some questions that they probably won't want to be asked on camera, because I'm going to ask them why it is there's no jury, if this is indeed a trial. And doesn't it say in the Constitution that juries are supposed to be present for any issue involving more than $20?
I don't believe that's what it says.
Something
to that effect.
Why is there no jury, and why can't I talk to the person who is accusing
me? And you've said on multiple occasions you're happy to move the couch.
Yeah.
You just don't want to be threatened. And every time you deal with the government, it's a threat. Of course, I suppose when you're dealing with your neighbor and they have you, up against one of these zoning laws, even if they're coming and talking nicely to you, you're still an implied threat.
This much is true, but there's no implication if they aren't saying, I'm going to go to the government.
At least they don't come and say, the next time I come by here, it's going to be a such and such, and then, you know, that kind of thing.
Right, if it's just a neighbor coming over to say, hey, I don't appreciate what you're doing here, that's just a conversation. It hasn't moved beyond that. More on the way. If you've got a story you want to share, do it. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scamming the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, so head over, get interactive free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Okay, so nobody wants to tell their story about whatever happened to them with some cowardly neighbor that snitched them out. So we'll move on. And we'll tell you a story, or at least a little editorial from our friend Larkin Rose. Actually, I guess he's not technically a friend, but I'd like for him to be a friend. He seems like a really cool guy. Anyway, well, Larkin Rose, in case you don't know, he spent some time in the federal minimum security prison over failure to file income taxes. Now, why did they target Larkin Rose when there are allegedly millions and millions of Americans that have failed to file income taxes? Well, Larkin Rose kind of made it his life's work up until that point to expose the income tax, basically. So they went after him for it, essentially, to send a message. You know how they like to do that stuff. And so when Larkin was, I guess his process of sort of going through the system and seeing what the justice system was like from the inside and seeing how much of a sham the entire thing really was, that probably plus just sort of the natural progression towards when you're sort of a liberty-minded person, when you believe in small government, you start seeing ways that were reasons why small government isn't even that great of an idea and why the voluntary society or, you know, a consensual, consent-based society would be much preferable. And Larkin has come to those conclusions, and he's rejected the system entirely. And so I really like his editorials now more than more than I used to. And he has a few things to say about the choice that most people believe that they're being given between old John McCain and Barack Obama. And I think considering the election is heating up out there, it's appropriate to talk about how there's not really a choice. These days, says Larkin, you can hear and read all manner of rantings about how we simply must prevent an Obama presidency. I mean, you told me, Mark, that you've listened to some talk radio recently, some of the more conservative brand talk radio.
Well, that's mostly what's out there.
And you hear a lot of trashing on Obama. Nobody's really talking about how great McCain is. They're just talking
There's
about how bad
that.
Obama is. And that's one of the things that he addresses here. Or you might hear how we simply must prevent a McCain presidency, depending upon who's doing the ranting. And lots of people have lots of bad things to say. Most of them true about the candidate that they hate the most. But what they fail to see is that having accepted the cult of democracy as legitimate, 99% of those whining about how bad one candidate is are then stuck supporting someone else who's just as bad. They're so indoctrinated into the mindset of slaves that the only choice they can even comprehend is, which slave master do we want? They're incapable of backing up and saying, who says I have to support either of these psychotic jackballs? Oddly, those same people then project their own stupidity onto people like me who actually want freedom. If I point out that Obama is a national socialist, they say, so you like McCain? And then if I point out that McCain is a nationalist socialist, he also called Obama a nationalist socialist, they say, so you're a Democrat? Better yet, they rely on the ever-popular, if you don't vote, you can't complain. When the choices are Hitler and Stalin, the ones who don't vote are the only ones who do have the right to complain. And yet the American peasants...
I think that Hitler and Stalin are a bit overstating it. Neither one of these guys, is talking about wiping out, well, at least their own citizens.
I don't think... Was Hitler talking about that when he got elected?
Probably not talking about it.
I don't believe he was. And yet the American...
It's not really a good plank to, to get elected
right
on.
And yet the American peasants continue to be vehemently partisan, one group insisting that we should be slaves of Obama, and one insisting we should be the slaves of McCain. If you suggest that we shouldn't be the slaves of either one, most Americans will be unable to even comprehend the concept. Let me make this perfectly clear.
Well, they understand that we're going to be faced with an election. We, the American people, are going to be faced with an election for a president. And the office of president has grown in power throughout the 200-plus years this country has been around, to well beyond a constitutional level. And they know that that power has to be given to one of these two people.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
No, that's a false choice.
Tell me the system that's going. Tell me the course of events that's going to happen that is not going to put one of these two guys in the presidency.
Oh, you talk about giving power to them, something having to happen. None of that. You don't have to participate. You don't have to be involved in this. You can withdraw yourself from it and not
still
be a part
dealing
of it.
With the consequences to some extent.
But it won't really matter anyway. Whatever those consequences are, it'll all be relatively the same, regardless of its choice A or choice B. Anyway, Larkin says, let me make this perfectly clear. The outcome of the upcoming presidential election does not matter. Not in the slightest. Either way, a collectivist, nationalist socialist is going to win and is going to advocate more power for government and less freedom for you and me. You might as well have a national debate on what species the first dog should be, for all the difference it'll make. Whichever lying crook you defeat, his identical twin will gain power. If only King George III had understood this trick, we'd still be under British rule. All he needed was some other control freak doofus like himself to run against in an election. Then the colonists would have been so distracted over the pointless debate over which aspiring tyrant was worse, it would never have occurred to them to tell both would-be tyrants to get lost. If you want to get bummed out, do a little research and find out the level of oppression, taxation, and regulation that was inflicted upon the colonies by King George III. You know, the amount of taxation that actually triggered a violent revolution?
Yeah, I think it was the Abominable Acts. It amounted to something like 1.5% of their gross annual income. How much do you pay in taxes on your gross annual income?
Tried, like, several times that amount. What's the average amount these days, Mark? I mean, we're just talking about income 25%, taxes?
25% on
25%?
Income.
But then you got to add into that all the other taxes. And including Social Security taxes and local taxes and state taxes and various other federal taxes, the tax on your cell phone bill, your power bill. I mean, they're all over the place. Some people have estimated they go up, those taxes go all the way up to 70%.
Well, I don't think that England sent money back for the maintenance of roads and things like that. So those, you would fairly compare it to the England tax.
I see where you're coming from, Mark, on that. But at that time, government wasn't really maintaining roads. It wasn't in their purview. They didn't start to pick that up. I don't think until the 1800s. Anyway, so compare that to the level of oppression, taxation, and regulation that's today inflicted upon us by the current emperor. How did our glorious and noble revolution end up making things so much worse for us? Simple. Democracy is the best tyrant scam in history. It gives the illusion that the people have power, and so keeps them perpetually wasting their time and effort on things that have never and will never achieve freedom, instead of doing anything that might actually work. And 99% of Americans worship democracy as if it's the ultimate salvation, and they continue in that goofy belief even when they admit that they really aren't happy with the politicians they have to choose from. And it's like we see it happening every single election season, where the candidates say the same old crap, and Americans keep falling for it year after year. It's amazing to watch it happen. We'll love your thoughts on this at 800-259-9231. It's not really a choice, is it? It's Free Talk Live.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers in the foot care section.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-398-4022. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. You know, we haven't gotten a Shrine submission in quite a while, Mark, so you lady listeners out there, if you'd like to be added, all the details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking the diet supplement Dexy-20 for, I guess, a little over 2 months now, and I have broken the 180-pound barrier. I am now less than 180 pounds, and...
Where were you when you started?
Over 185. I mean, it hasn't been a huge trip or anything like that, but I've taken off those last few pounds, and they're the hard ones to take off. If you want
you don't
to take
have
off
a lot to lose, so yeah, it's not easy.
If you want to take off a few pounds, Dexy-20, it'll help you. It's helped me. You can lose weight the easy way with Dexy-20, and you can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC. It's Dexy-20. It doesn't have all those weird jittery things that go on with most diet pills either.
All right, so we're going to get to your phone calls here shortly. First one, a few more thoughts here from Larkin Rose at LarkinRose.com. He's talking about the false choice, that people in this country have been trained to believe that all they can do is vote for choice A or choice B in the election, or I guess there are some third-party choices, but really none of them are any good this year either. So let me just finish up his thoughts and we'll jump into your calls. Your thoughts on this, if you'd like, at 800-259-9231. He points out that Americans worship democracy as though it's the ultimate salvation, and they continue in that goofy belief when they admit they're not even happy with the politicians they're being given to choose from. Now, ironically, in one way, the candidates being as bad as they are actually helps the tyrants trick us. Plenty of people say, well, as bad as Barack Obama is, we just have to defeat him. And of course, that implies supporting his identical twin, John McCain. And on the other side, people are insisting that McCain and his fellow neocon crooks must be stopped at all costs. And that, of course, means supporting Obama. People are so determined to vote against the guy they're scared of, they hardly notice who they're voting for. Someone just as bad. In fact, someone exactly the same. My advice, for starters, don't vote. Don't legitimize your own enslavement by agreeing that anyone should rule over you. Second, completely ignore the election. Turn off the TV and the radio.
But what does that do? What is the point in that?
What's the point in following it? Don't you have better things to do with your time?
I don't know. I mean, people like to watch football. Some people like to watch the elections. What's the big deal?
If that's what you're into, then you should keep doing it. But if it's something that bothers you, then you should not be involved in it. The election means nothing. It's a show designed entirely to keep you distracted and to keep you from thinking and doing things like voting, which will never, or to keep you thinking and doing things like voting, which will never achieve freedom for you or anyone else. Trouble is, people are so indoctrinated into democracy worship that if I tell them not to vote, they respond with, "So I should just do nothing?" Well, that implies that voting is the only thing that us peasants could ever do about the situation, an idea which is, of course, trained into the peasants by the tyrant's propaganda. And now for the punchline. For 99% of people, the political problem is not an external one. The politicians are not the problem. Your belief in the system and in their laws, and your belief that government has the right to impose upon you any arbitrary command that it wishes, is the problem. You view yourself as a slave, beholden to your masters, and believe that your overriding obligation is to obey politicians' scribbles. You know, they call them laws. As long as you believe that, why shouldn't the megalomaniacs fight over who gets to enslave you?
I think there's some good laws out there, laws that are meant to punish people that hurt other people, that steal from other people, those kind of things.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that, Mark, but they're only good in concept. They're not good in reality because those laws can never be perfectly customized to fit every single situation. Whereas if you just have one overarching principle, and that is do no harm, then all of the rest of it can come from whatever the individual circumstances are. But
some people are going to do harm.
As I understand that. What I'm telling you is here, as soon as somebody does harm, then you deal with that case on an individual basis based on the circumstances. As soon as you have, as soon as you codify what it is that should not be done, then you have to have various, then it has to expand out from there because different situations will crop up that the law was not specifically written to encounter, so they'll have to change it, they'll have to add to it, and then before you know it, you have this Leviathan-like structure that still, even if you added all kinds of permutations to it, still could not possibly be applicable in every single one of the circumstances that would pop up in life. So it's not necessary to write these things down. It's really not. Just having a general idea of do no harm, and if you do harm, you're going to have to make good. And then you let each individual arbitrator, whatever the cases are, decide, based on the facts in the case, what is an appropriate punishment. Anything written down, any guidelines, any mandatory sentences, things like that, all just resort in more problems, more tragedy, and more distortions. Anyway, Larkin says, if the only question is which master you should have, then you're doomed either way. If, on the other hand, you start to entertain the radical and extreme idea that you aren't the property of the Republican crooks or the Democrat crooks, you might start to see new possibilities for freedom. And I think that's a pretty positive message. And I think that if you've got any thoughts, you're welcome to share them with us at 800-259-9231, maybe on this or whatever you want to talk about. We go to Mark listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello. Good evening.
What's on your mind tonight, Mark?
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are talking about the encroachment of I call them safety Nazis.
Okay.
And they come snooping around, alleging someone complained about this or that or some other thing, and I deal with them periodically. I got a garage, and they don't like how that my garage and my house are divided by an alley. They are now saying, usually it's just cluttery issues and stuff, air conditioners and working on things and the very idea that I should try and make an honest dollar. But now they're saying my garage cannot be separate from my house on a piece of property without a house next to it.
What are they demanding you do about that?
They want me to request a hearing and go on a scavenger hunt of all sorts of documents and records and all this kind of thing. And I got the documents together. I haven't requested the hearing. I try to tell them that I don't want a hearing. I'm okay with it. You know, this is their issue. They
if you want a hearing, you request it.
Right. Yeah,
you write me a letter requesting a hearing then.
I'm concerned that if I wait on that though, then they'll ramp it up and they'll make some big official stinky case out of it, and I'll be in more trouble. So I don't know what to do, but I did find out there are a couple of libertarians on the hearing board, so that's a comfort.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that is good to know. Perhaps you can appeal to them, and maybe you'll have some success at this. So you are. It does sound like you are going to jump through the hoops that they're putting up for you, because otherwise, if you don't, they're going to come and they're going to put a lien on your house, right?
Yeah, it'll lead to that. They don't. You know, as long as it's on the books, they won't drop it. They're like a dog with the bone. They won't turn it loose. But
they've got their system, and that's how it works. Once the ball is in motion, it can very. It's very difficult to stop it.
It won't stop. It'll snowball, and they'll add stuff to it, and they'll act like you have contempt for the court system
right,
and all this kind
right.
of stuff.
Right, they act like they own you, really. They act like they own you and
they
own your property.
I think they're part of the globalist New World Order. They're just a highly localized,
I don't know about that. I think that's paranoid.
Just power-hungry bureaucrats
but
is what they are.
It's okay to be paranoid when they are out to get you. But
it is paranoid, and it sounds absurd, and I may be entirely wrong about that.
Yeah, I don't think they're out meeting with the Bilderbergers or anything like that. I think that what you're dealing with there is just individuals who the government system, since it's a system of organized coercion, it's violence over our fellow man, basically. Those people who are most interested in wielding that force and wielding that dangerous entity that we call government are going to be the ones that go for it. They're going to be the ones that run for office because they really dig using power over others. It doesn't really have anything to do with anything
global.
They
may not even know they're about that, but they're playing into it. But anyway, I went to city county council, and they say it's a state issue. No, it's a local issue. No, it's a state issue. I contacted the state folks, and they said it's a state issue, and I
so
sent
typical.
That back to the local folks.
I wish you good luck, Mark. I thank you for the story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You cannot get accountability.
Yes, so frustrating dealing with the government. And people act like that's the only choice. It's not that frustrating dealing with private companies. They want to help. They want to, they want to work it out because they want to keep you as a customer. The government, they know they've got your butt. They don't care.
I've never had a private company come by my front door and threaten to hurt me and threaten to throw me in a cage if I didn't do what they wanted me to, if I didn't hire them, to clip my trees or my bushes or something like that. They've never done that. If I don't want their services, they move on to the next guy. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances. Foods with no vitamins. Fast food for obesity. Fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com. Or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
We'll be right back. Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad.
Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. Just dial toll-free and bring up anything at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever you're buying, 41-plus categories to shop, and free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items, used items even. Anything you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, and then we'll tell you about what's, well, sort of like a gun ban, kind of. Well, Mark, you'll explain that a little bit later, but first we go to Mark, a different Mark, in Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark. Mark in Phoenix, going once. Do we have Mark in Phoenix, going twice? Let's try Paula in Florida. Paula, you are on Free Talk Live.
Paula. Hi. Hello. Hi, hon. I was just listening to that gentleman, and as long as his garage is not causing any type of problem, there's nothing they can do to him.
Well, now, wait a minute, Paula. How do you know? Apparently, it's causing a problem,
okay,
and some government bureaucrats say his garage needs to be attached to his house.
Yeah, but he said there's an alley between. Is this a county alley or what?
I didn't get a description from him on what he meant by alley.
I mean, it's his property.
He owns
the property it's on, and it's not causing a problem. There's nothing they can do.
Well, there is something they can do. You see, governments, maybe you've never had it. Do you own your own home, Paula?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm surprised you've never had an encounter like this. Basically, what'll happen, and I know this because I've had a very lengthy conversation with a government code enforcing bureaucrat recently here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the program from. But he told me basically that they're going to decide whether or not I'm in violation. I mean, they've already sent me this violation ticket, and then they will decide whether or not I'm guilty, and they'll decide that I'm guilty, and if so, they'll hit me with a fine, which I'm not going to pay. And so if you don't pay their fine and you don't correct the problem or whatever it is they perceive as a problem, in his case it's the garage not attached to the house, if you don't correct that and you don't pay the fine, then they go ahead and they attach that fine to your house in the form of a lien. And then eventually, in most places at least, I don't know, maybe it's not this way in Florida, but I'm pretty sure it is pretty much this way everywhere, eventually if you don't if you don't satisfy that lien, then they're going to take your house from you. They'll sell it at what they call a tax sale. They'll sell your home right out from under you, and the entire process is completely legal. Now, most of us would call that stealing, but that's not what they call it. They call it a tax sale. So I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, Paula, but these people are willing to take people's homes from them if they don't obey their every single arbitrary, absurd diktats.
Okay, when he built that garage, okay, the thing is he had to go by the codes of the county. So, I mean, there had to be an approval to begin with.
But codes can change, Paula.
Well, they need to stop them from changing them.
I suppose you can always run for office.
Yeah, but there's another thing that you were talking about, you know, there's no choice for president. I mean, like McCain and Obama, yeah, you're right, but we've got other people we can vote for.
Who's that?
Chuck Baldwin, for one.
Yeah, if you're a theocrat, if you're the kind of person that has a very defined moral system that you want to force upon others at the threat of violence, then Chuck Baldwin would be a good choice. But otherwise, if you're somebody that loves liberty and understands the art of allowing others, our neighbors, to live their lives how they want, being good neighbors and to essentially butt out of other people's business, if you're somebody like that, if you're somebody that appreciates being left alone and is willing to also leave others alone, then no, you don't want to vote for Chuck Baldwin, because then you'd be endorsing a man who wants to enforce his morality on others at the point of a gun.
He can't enforce his morality on anybody.
Oh, he won't do it. It's his job as the executive branch to order other people to do it. They call themselves the police. The police
morality
will come and do those
things.
Morality
is something that is chosen by a person, not by forcing by another person.
Oh, I agree with you. I think each individual gets to set their own morals for themselves. I agree with that. Unfortunately, the problem is, since we have this government around, which is nothing more than, again, an organization of men and women willing to do violence on people who don't obey their every single order and diktat, as long as you've got government around, people who believe that their moral system is superior are going to go and try to get a hold of that government apparatus so they can force their morals onto others, and if the others don't accept their morals, then they'll put them in cages or possibly kill them. This is what many people in government would like to do, and Chuck Baldwin is no different. He might be good on the issue of taxes, but he's not good on the issue of personal freedom, period.
Well, the thing is, I mean, like you said, we've got a constitution. They can't force anything on anybody.
Well, I wish I lived in the same world that you did, Paul, or you do, Paula, because they have guns, and when they use those guns, they don't get in trouble for it. So, yeah, they can force what they want on people, and there are no consequences for them. Whereas if you and I, if I went over to your house, Paula, and I said, Paula, my son is in the hospital, and I need $100. In fact, you need to give me $100, and I pull out a gun and point it at your face. You don't give me that $100, I blow your head in, come into your home and ransack it and steal all that stuff. People will come after me for that, and they should, because I've done wrong. But if the cops do the same thing, then they get a medal.
Well, you know,
you think I'm exaggerating?
I don't think, you know, when it comes to going against their own people and their own families, I don't think they're going to – I tell you what, I've heard a lot that a lot of these police officer stuff are not going along with anything. I mean, they're fighting us, too. As a matter of fact,
well, good. I hope that's the truth. And, Paula, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I know there are some good cops out there, and I know that there are still some cops who, when ordered to do certain things that they understand very clearly are unconstitutional and against what they swore an oath to uphold and protect, I know there are some cops who have drawn lines in the sand and have said, look, if this order ever comes down, for instance, to confiscate firearms, I am not going to follow those orders. That said, I don't think they're in the majority. I have no evidence to back that up. I just don't think that those kind of cops are in the majority. I think the majority of cops are going to follow whatever orders it is that their higher-ups give them to follow. If it's to steal guns, to take guns from people, they'll do that. If it's to put innocent people in cages, they'll do that. They've been doing that for years.
All the 20,000 gun laws we have in this nation, from what I can tell in the Second Amendment here, it says, you know, the right to keep and bear the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Who's enforcing those?
You know, I've got evidence, actually, Mark. I suggested that I didn't really know for sure if it was the majority or not that wouldn't enforce bad laws. Like, let's just use gun confiscation, because you do have a gun-related story we'll get to a little bit later. But let's use that as the example, because we've actually seen in recent times that happening. after Hurricane Katrina in, I think it was the New Orleans, you know, New Orleans, Mississippi, they had National Guardsmen, and they had California Highway Patrolmen, and they had other cops, Louisiana cops and Mississippi cops. They had those people going around confiscating firearms from people. We've seen video footage of it. We know for a fact that it happened. And you would think that if there was some good cops on the ground in Louisiana at that time, that they would have said, whoa, wait, I'm sorry, Sergeant, what did you say? You said we have to go confiscate weapons from people? Oh, wait a minute. Second Amendment here says that I swore an oath to uphold this document, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Second Amendment makes it pretty clear that I shouldn't be infringing on people's right to bear arms. So I'm sorry, I'm not going to enforce that particular order. I'm not going to follow your order. In fact, I'm going to arrest you for even giving that order. Now, I'm not suggesting they should go to that last step. That'd be nice if they would. But just not following the orders, we did not hear one story, not one, about any cop with the cojones to actually stand up and say, no, I'm not going to confiscate firearms.
He wouldn't be an employed cop for very long, I can tell you that.
That'd be news. If a cop got fired for not following those orders, that would be a news story. Why wouldn't the NRA or the Gun Owners of America or the other organizations that were promoting the fact that the weapons were being confiscated also at the same time find one of those good cops to interview and say, you know, have that cop on camera and show how shocked he was that he would receive such an order and point him out for being such the great guy that he is because he wouldn't follow the order, and then talk about how other cops should be doing this. In fact, why is it that more cops weren't doing this? Well, no cops were doing that from what I can tell, because we never heard diddly squat about it. You'd think the word would have come out, right? Wouldn't that one cop want to let it be known that he did the right thing? Wouldn't somebody find out that their buddy got fired because he did the right thing? So if it was happening, and maybe it did, maybe it did happen to one or two cops, but it wasn't the majority, because if it was the majority, you can better believe we would have heard about it.
Not in New Orleans and not in Kansas when they had that.
After the tornado.
Was it this year?
1-800.
Gun confiscations are happening in this country, people.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way. We do have some ladies on the line. We're going to get to them first. But Danny is hanging on, and he says that he wants to hear solutions from our show instead of just complaints. Maybe it's his first time listening. I hope Danny hangs through the news and through these lady listeners, because we are going to get to everybody. If you're on hold, we'll put you on the air. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And yes, we do have a solution, don't we, Mark?
Yes, we do.
All right, more on the way. Hour two's coming up. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each chapter one has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapter1.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.